I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Are we podcasting?
Wait, have you checked the microphones to see if we're podcasting?
Jen, and we can are. We make a t-shirt that says, are we podcasting? I think that's fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my gosh. Could
we're
we?
We're going to do that and we're going to sell it. It'll be on our website, you guys.
Now we said it. Now we have to
we
do it.
That's
we
good.
Suck
we need
at merch.
We need somebody to hold our feet to the fire.
About merch. Who yeah. doesn't do merch? We don't. God bless. Okay, so we're going to do
I know,
merch.
We're going to do it.
You know what would be hilarious?
What?
If we, you know how like the cartooning of the Jetsons? Like the,
oh,
if
yeah.
they remade a cartoon of you and I and we did, are we podcasting
you
and like
guys,
a talk bubble.
So Kristen, if you don't know this.
Oh no.
Is really good at drawing and cartooning and stuff like that. And I keep asking her to do a cartoon of us and I don't push it too much because I know she's going to take like a year to perfect it. She's going to be like, give it back. I don't want it. I know we printed 400 t-shirts, but I don't like the way my lips look in it. So
it's absolutely
I
true.
I haven't pushed it, but she let you guys, she like cartooned my thank you notes
yeah.
for my wedding.
I didn't do a good job.
See? You see what I'm dealing with here, you guys?
I didn't know you were going to send them out as thank you cards. I was like, so many people got those. I was like, grr!
Well, because she just made a card. And drew us on
yeah.
it. And I was like, hey, man, this is awesome. I'm going to
get these
printed.
Yeah, Jen's like,
this
is real artwork. I was like, the hell it is. I would like to redraw Brit.
Oh, yeah. Where's it? Oh, it's framed in my bedroom, Kristen.
It's,
the
yeah,
original?
Yeah.
It's in, yeah.
It's in, see, that,
that, that you know what that cartoon
sees
is
a
seen?
Lot.
We started with a little Prosecco today,
yeah,
you guys.
Cheers.
It's been a gall darn week.
It's been a mother.
Oh, you guys, it's been a lot. I do have a, we never do this, but I did have a celebrity sighting, which was delightful.
Ooh, okay. Isn't that one of the most fun things of LA?
It is.
And people who do that thing where they're like, so I totally saw so-and-so. Like, I remember this girl was telling a story and she was like, I was at a coffee shop and Brad Pitt walked in and I like didn't recognize him. And so I was like, who are you? Or something like that. And I was like kind of mean to him. I'm like, I call bullshit.
Absolutely.
You fucking knew that guy was walking it. You didn't even have to turn around. You smelled him and
Absolutely.
You knew that was Brad Pitt.
You're like,
give me a damn
your
break.
Your Pitt dar went off on the back of your neck and you sat right up and you were like, he's in the area.
Literally, if he walked behind me, I would start pitting out and I'd get it. Brad
also,
pitting out. And I'd be like... There it goes. There's a famous person behind me. I'm a big geek about it. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, honestly, that could be where the phrase pitting out comes from.
Is
you
honestly,
see the guy and you just start sweating from every
yeah.
everything with an inside corner
oh,
to
boy.
It, right?
I'm not kidding. And then I just hear a heartbeat and I know
yep.
it's from my south.
Ba-bum.
Ba-bum. Ba-bum.
Sorry, guys.
God
you
bless.
Turn these pants down a little
I
bit.
Know,
there.
I know. I'm like, oh, all of a sudden it looks like I'm wearing parachute pants.
Also, there is always this, like it's happening right now as we speak. There is a conversation where somebody goes, who is that? They look famous. Because they come in with like a glide and like an air about them. They're like really special. Like I'm sure I've said this before, which is like annoying, but I think it's who's the guy that played Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Jesus. I know. But I have heard from so many people that he makes you feel really important and wonderful.
Like, he's just evidently the nicest, coolest. Well, he's also Australian, so he's like cool and
unassuming and funny and down
and like has a cocktail that likes to dance. Like the guy's like, I think he's a perfect person.
So a lot of times you can just tell, like for instance, this is a weird celebrity sighting. We live in the valley. When I get into the story, you'll see how deep in the valley we live.
Yeah.
Like, we were Christmas tree shopping at one of those, like, it's a fundraiser for the vets or whatever, you know, and they have real Christmas trees. This is like 2 years ago. And my husband saw this woman and he was like, that woman is married to somebody old and famous, because he could just tell that she was too blonde, her boobs were too big. She had so much stuff done.
Yeah, you're like, that price tag alone means you were married to somebody.
Absolutely. She's still trying to keep it all up. Yeah. Like, literally.
Meanwhile, people are looking at me and they're like,
ma'am, you forgot your pajama bottoms. There's children here. We're going to need you to.
Ma'am, why are you wearing your son's sweatshirt that says Pura Vida? Like, what happened to you this morning?
My butt's covered. Yourself, man.
One of my boobs is on my back right now, but everything's fine.
So it's Slash is there buying a tree.
Oh my God.
It's his wife. Yeah. And my husband did say he got a little bit excited to see
rock stars. Oh my God. I didn't even tell you this. This is one of my favorite conversations. Is this what we're talking about today? Because
celebrity sightings. Let's do it.
Celebrity sightings is one of my favorite conversations because let's make no mistake. I am never cool. And I'm not saying that in like a, I was all a flutter and it was cute and charming. No. I'm weird. Like if I know you're famous, I'm weird. If I'm not weird, that says a lot about that person, because that person broke through the weird threshold of me being staring and like smiling like from half of my mouth and like sweating weird and saying weird stuff and like being weird. I can't like get myself together.
I know. You forget how to be a human.
I'm like, is my hand working? What am I doing?
The only way I would not be a little like that is if I did not like them for some reason. If I was like super unimpressed with them as a celeb, like if I hate to say this, but God, this is Tony's least favorite part of the job. Who's the guy from 3 and a Half Men? What's his name?
John Cryer?
No, the other one. Charlie Sheen. I feel like if I ran into Charlie Sheen at a restaurant, I'd be like, just fucking get it together, man. Just get it together. Like, at what point are you going to get it together?
I will tell you this. This is kind of awesome. Do you remember when Dave Chappelle, like, when he had the show?
Oh, yep.
And Dave Chappelle was like, I actually thought this story was fascinating. He felt like he had been put through the grinder
with his Comedy Central show.
Yeah. It was a runaway train. Like there was all this like Hollywood drama that none of us know the truth about. We were like, oh my God, I just feel like because I've read an article, I know.
Yeah.
And he like up and left and went to Africa straight up.
Yeah.
Was like, I'm going to bounce. I'm going to go to Africa. And I went to a comedy show at the Improv.
Which is hilarious because I was there this exact same night. We never met or talked or anything.
Is that true?
Yes. I have a picture from that night with
I remember I was going to see, I really liked this one stand-up, and I can't even believe that I was there to see him because he wasn't like a well-known stand-up. I think that like a bunch of friends decided, let's go to a comedy show. And I was like, so happens this one stand-up that I really like is going to be at the Improv. So we go to the Improv and this guy gets up, and this is a big deal. The headline at the Improv is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
He grabs the microphone. He starts his set. He's doing great. Everyone's laughing. And then it went ice cold quiet. And he's like, oh, is this on? Like, he thought it was him. And everybody's heads were turned at the door. It was Dave Chappelle, first time back. First time back from Africa, literally got off of the plane and went to a comedy club. And he just got up on stage and sort of, like, sat there and – no one wanted to leave. It's 2 hours later. And I am hungry and I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now, but I've got to go home, Dave. I'm working a double tomorrow at a restaurant.
Sorry. You know, I don't want to.
I got to go, but that was a weird sighting.
I wasn't there watching the show. I used to go hang out there and have chicken fingers and Chardonnay because all my friends worked there.
They had the best chicken fingers.
Oh my God, so good, right?
And with the honey mustard sauce.
And also Bud Friedman, who owned it, God rest his soul, passed away not that long ago, is our friend Zoe's dad.
Oh, wow.
Went to college
oh,
with
right.
Her. Yeah. And he's such a nice guy that there was a guy that worked there named Antonio who had been a busser for like
these guys have
40
been
years.
40 years.
He'd been there forever since the place opened. God. Antonio's got like 8 kids. And he made it a part of the deal when he sold the improv to like some big
Did
company.
Did the staff get
Antonio
to stay?
Antonio specifically
awesome.
Like had lifetime membership
God
as
bless
an employee
him.
There. Like that's a
that's
good
awesome.
Guy, right? But so I was up there and I just remembered hearing like Chappelle's here.
I know. It was like, tap,
we snuck into the back of the room. Yeah. Like, watch. And he did address a little bit of like,
he
why
did
he was
a little
there.
Bit, but he was like working stuff out. And I was like, just the confidence to go up there and be like, you can stare at me and yeah. wonder what's going on. I would have been like,
he was super high, too.
He was
I
remember, so
because
high.
I afterwards, like, he was just talking to all these stand ups. He knew that because people just hang out at the. As
yeah.
the Hollywood improv.
Yeah.
They're just, they
Again,
might go up on stage.
A real, real weird place to be to see a famous person. You're like yeah. at the bar getting yourself a Stella and you look over and there's a famey and then you're like, I don't know what to talk about right now,
Either
but I'm going to stare
be
at you.
Real impressed by how many chicken fingers I can fit in my mouth at one time. Or
Jen got a lot of dates from the improv. Honestly, if the chicken fingers were in front of me, you'd have to be
they
like a top tier celebrity for me to look away.
I would be like,
those were the celebrity.
They had really good honey mustard.
That's what I was just going to say.
Really good fries. Like
the honey mustard there. Like, where is our brain?
Oh my God. So true.
But what I was going to tell you is this is a big one. And I meant to tell you this and I forgot. Okay, this year, we've talked about Halloween in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, can I finish my story?
Sorry.
Okay, so here's the deal. Afterwards, I go, I'm going to go up to him and get a picture with my flip phone. No, I do have the picture somewhere. Tony, can you see if you can get into my MySpace account? Because I didn't. He goes, I'm not going to put my arm around you because people talk every time I get photographed with a woman, but I could see he had a glaze over his eyes. It was like an inch thick. He was so high. But
he's like, are there two of you? Are there two of you right now?
He could not have told, like, but maybe if I saw Chappelle today, because he's been kind of weird lately, I'd be like, you need to get it
together man.
Charlie Sheen.
Not
maybe
me.
Need to go
I'd be weird. I would look at him and I was
okay, so go back. Okay.
So this year at Halloween, I cannot believe I haven't told you this. This is how busy Halloween was.
This was our first Halloween we spent apart.
Our house was completely in the middle of a renovation.
Well,
we had no security.
I didn't want to bring the whole brood over to Kristen's house when she had no house.
And we're living in our apartment, our weird garage apartment. So we had no security on the house. So the door, what I mean is like no doorknobs. Like the house was really
under
vulnerable.
Construction, yeah.
And one year in our neighborhood, because it's such a popular place for Halloween, Colin thought I was home and I thought Colin was home and we weren't home and we left it open and we got there and there were people inside hanging out.
Yeah.
Strangers in our house. And it was perfectly nice.
And
they were very respectful, but I was like, you guys cannot, I don't know you, but if we introduce each other, we're friends and you can stay, but you got to go.
And it's Halloween. It's also in LA.
It's a place where
people are good natured and they're, you can say, can we use your bathroom? And
totally.
They let you.
Totally.
Like,
and I was happy because I think that's what people were doing. They were like, I have a toddler. I'm like, that's fine. I just don't know you. But
you need a bottle warmer.
Yeah, here you go. Use the microwave.
You can shake it because
yes,
it gets hot
yes,
spots.
You know it gets hot spots. It gets bubbles. Don't do that. So I'm sitting outside. So Tony helped me set up a projector so the screen was against the house and we were projecting a movie because I thought that would be a safe way to do the house. And I knew you guys weren't coming over and Colin was at graduate school. So I was like, I'll sit out in front of this table and hand out candy. You guys, it was like a Coldplay concert. There were so many people.
Yeah.
I could not keep up. And I was dressed as the Mad Hatter, okay?
I love it.
And I looked up, and in front of me, I was like, oh, that's Dave Grohl.
Ooh.
And that's Dave Grohl wearing a black T-shirt, as I know him to be, in front of me. And he's so hot. Well,
he
let
had
me
a
tell
drum
you.
Set in front of him. That's how obvious he was.
I had enough time to look up at him, weird smile like I was pooping. and then get back to candy. And that's how fast that happened. But in that moment where I looked at him, I was like, oh, yeah, you're the guy that I had all those sex fantasies about going back to candy. Like, here's a bit of honey. You're a bit of honey. Like, that's how fast it all happened.
Did I say all of that out loud?
Yeah, I was like, are we looking at each other? And I just...
Yep.
Dressed as the Mad Hatter, I'm checking you out.
I didn't
and doing
mean to
a weird.
Unload all my sexual fantasies about you to you. Bite-sized Hershey's.
Whoa. I was like, you're candy. You know, I'm candy. You're eye candy. Hello, candy. What?
I think he's really nice.
He's very cool.
He lives in the nice part of Encino, like near us. And my husband, like, saw him driving his, like, Volkswagen van one time. And was like,
which is the, can we just admit that that's the,
that's big dick energy right there.
Jesus,
you drive
Jen,
an old Volkswagen.
It's too much for me.
But so is this that my husband did this, by the way. He ran in front of the van and stopped him. Because he, and then he goes up to his window. He goes, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I got a pitch for you. And Dave's like, okay.
That's crazy.
And he goes, the Dave Grohl Orchestra. And he goes, what's that mean? He goes, at our elementary school, we want to have music at our school. It's going to be really expensive to buy instruments for everybody. And like, we don't have a teacher and stuff like that. But maybe you sponsor it. And he's like, all right, man, email me. Like, he couldn't have been nicer. And Britt said, like, his wife had her hand, like, over the face. Like, she was, like, snarling. She was so, like, fucking drive this Volkswagen and get away from this lunatic.
Or like, was please. She like, you know what? If we would have left 10 minutes earlier, we would be on time.
Even Dave Grohl drags his feet trying to get
out
of the
house.
You know
that wife has been through hell and back at times. He's not perfect, but he seems perfect.
He does seem perfect. Okay, here is where we get to my celebrity sighting. So I was in a super big hurry driving back to someplace. The grocery stores here, there are Kroger stores or Ralph's, okay?
Yeah.
So I stop at one that I don't normally stop at. It's Deep Valley. It's Woodland Hills.
Okay.
And it's a little bit, it's laid out not as well as mine. Let's be honest.
It's always hard to go to a new grocery store. I always say, because I'm like, I feel like, am I turning into my parents? I'm like,
totally.
I don't know where anything is.
My husband will like time me when I'm like, what do we need? We need like five things. I go, 22 minutes. I'll be right back.
That's amazing.
I can do
that's amazing. Yeah, you know the layout of that.
I can get there. Totally didn't know where I was at. Little frustrated. Only one checker open also. It was not a busy like afternoon or whatever. So I'm behind this guy who's making small talk. And before I like look up, I'm like, I don't have time for this. And guess what? I did have time for it. We always have time to be nice. I was being an asshole because I was out of my element.
Right.
Right. So I'm like shifting back and forth side to side and he's talking.
You had one of these.
Yep. Yep. Got my Ralph's card ready to go.
Yeah. You do one of these where you like slowly press your eyebrow. Mm-hmm. You're like, mm-hmm.
Yep, just clearing my nose and throat and didn't need to, that kind of deal. And I noticed, this is what I noticed, this is what gets me to look up, is how nice this person is who is talking to the checker, knows her name.
What?
As though he's there all the time.
Probably there all the time.
Talks to her, knows her personally. I look up and it's Corey Feldman.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Get out of town.
Now, you think of like all the celebrities that get a bad rap that you think is going to be like an asshole. Now, I think the way to tell what kind of person someone is how they treat people kind of like working for them, like how they treat waitresses, how they treat checkers, how, you know. And he, yeah, I know you probably have a story from like, bartending about a horrible.
I do have a couple that I was like, you should behave yourself.
Yeah. Especially now with the internet people, you can't be bad. Like yeah. I could have, at any moment, I had plenty of, I was checking my phone. I could have videotaped him. And the funny thing is, I have a weird like connection to him because the week before my friend Frank Luis, who I worked with for like 10 years, like when I first moved to LA, he goes by Princess Frank. He like is a one-man band. He can like play drums. He can play guitar, everything. Is on tour with Corey Feldman right now. Like Corey and his wife have a band.
I know. What don't they have?
I know. I don't know. It, probably a really nice house in Woodland Hills is where they what they do have because yeah. that's why he was at that freaking Ralph's.
Well, he's been in the business a long time and he's a Valley guy.
That's
he's like
I thought is. He's like stayed in the Valley. Yeah. And I wanted to say to him, oh my gosh, like not as a weird, but like we have a friend in common.
Right.
Because Frank is always posting their tour and stuff. Like I feel like I'm on tour with him because I get to like all of his pictures on his, it's not like a public Facebook page. It's just this behind the scenes that I get to see. And I was so like shocked. I couldn't think of Frank's name. Literally when he walked away, I was like, Frank Lewis.
Yeah, you should have yelled that at him.
I know. Yeah, that's how we know. We have the same friend. And I couldn't do it, so I didn't say anything. I was just like, back and forth between me and the lady.
He's a good one to see. You know, that guy, like, has been through the ringer. Like, he, like, started out as a child star, and then, like, I just would like to say that I went through a big Corey Haim phase.
I went through a Corey Feldman phase, I think I've said this before. I'm the only one.
Yeah, you're the only one. But I will say that actually not true because what's the movie where he dances? Is it, you know, all those shitty movies that were like License to Drive and all of,
out of our league.
All of those that were like I fell 40, in love with 16 him. Year old movies that I was like, yes. And my parents were like, no. And I was like, I'm going to hump the shit out of my pillow after this is over.
Absolutely. He was the naughty bad boy on The Burbs with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yes.
It's such a good comedy.
Totally.
Like,
an underrated
to guys. It's
comedy.
So good.
Yes.
And I thought he was such like a bad boy partier. That's when I got a crush on him.
Well, they went through that, but Corey Haim for sure, obviously, passed away from a drug overdose. But there was a phase where my friend Tara and I, all we did was get on the phone and try to get Corey Haim's phone number from information.
Just a lot of my life spent talking about the Coreys. I mean, honestly,
I would be like, hey, I know you have his phone number. And I would try all the angles. And they were like, we can't give you that information. I'm like, so you have the information?
Like, So you're saying you could get it, but you can't.
You've got the keys to the kingdom, Doreen, on the other end of this freaking phone.
Well, let me tell you something. This 13-year-old lady happens to have a 20 American dollar bill in her pocket that she can mail to you via slave.
That I will give you $3 of because I'm saving to get my ears double pierced.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
You know, $11. At Claire's.
Oh my God, that's so true, right? Well, you know who else? This okay, maybe this is what we're talking about this time, but who got me really started? We've all heard my story about Gene Simmons, but I had another childhood idol, which is very unexpected, that I did see when I came to Los Angeles. Lou Ferrigno, you
guys.
My God,
your celebrity crushes are real
it's
baseline.
So weird.
I'm like, I could call, literally, I could find them right now.
I know.
I could message them on.
No, literally, I know.
Be like, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to go for lunch tomorrow? And I think there's a chance they'd say yes.
Well, I did. I taught Lou's son improv.
Yeah.
And then also, he coaches my friend's soccer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's very accessible. But to me, like coming from Nebraska, I was like standing in the bank line at Wells Fargo, and there's this one guy. Number one, he's deaf. And you know how I know that? I wrote him a fan letter, and he sent me an autographed photo talking about in a letter saying like that he was deaf. I didn't know that. I was like
I did know that.
BT dubs. Yeah. So he is in the line for people who have like
hearing impaired
or whatever. They need extra help from the teller. But also, he's like the mayor of this Wells Fargo. Everybody knows him.
Yeah, because he lives, he like, listen, shocker. Everybody's a human being, and yeah. some people have neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And so he, you get to know the people in your neighborhood.
Everybody knew him. And I, like, my line was so long, I was like, look at that. Can't they take people over on this line too? Like, can they, you know, and I look back, and this guy turns around, and it's Lou Ferrigno. And yes, he is wearing a really tight shirt.
He used to work out at Gold's, and I was like, good God. It was. There's a lot of muscle there.
It was, yeah, it was. I was very starstruck. And I also took that as a sign from God that, like, I was in the right place. Because honestly, the two most influential people in my entire life have been Gene Simmons and Lou Ferrigno. You do the math. I don't know.
I'm glad I don't meet a lot of my heroes. I meet a lot of people that I'm like, oh, man, this is a random. Okay, now I'm going to have to get his name, Tony, before I say the story. Who's
Tony's
the,
like, what am guy, I just who's call the guy you that played, Google from
no,
now
no, no.
on?
I'm going to get it right as soon as I say it. He played Queen. He played
Freddie Mercury?
Freddie Mercury.
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek. Okay.
I was never going to get that.
No,
you
I would.
So fast with
honestly,
that. Wow.
This is how weird LA is. I have to go, I'll bet I was getting like vaginal tabs or something. I had to go to CVS. I've got,
just
listen.
Because most of the time that's what she's doing, you guys. Is
you know what? There, I've got a year supply.
Them putting them in.
You know what? And they always say, do you need instruction? And I'm like, no, 28-year-old, I don't. So I've got.
Actually.
Yeah, actually.
I do.
If you could say it slowly.
Well, then I'm going to text my husband to shut up our dogs.
As he's sitting out there. Here's the funniest part. Britt is sitting outside.
Letting
he knows dog. We're podcasting.
Yeah.
We can see him on his computer and the dogs are going crazy. And he's literally unfazed by it. Whereas
he's
we
very,
would have our butts wouldn't be in a knot if we were outside and Britt was in here doing something that needed audio
are
track.
Are you kidding me?
We'd be
me?
Like, shh, shh, you guys, shh, shh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do not care.
No, it's a different thing. But also, he knows that you are distracted by sounds and is convinced that I have no hearing whatsoever. Because he's
I
like,
distracted
I'm not
by
like
sound.
You. I can't. So is he.
I mean,
you,
fair.
I mean, you make any noise around him and he's like, what? I don't.
Yeah. I can't ignore shit. But I can work really well in a space with just all of the
which
noise.
Makes zero sense.
Yeah,
I can't process
you put
it.
Me in a subway and I'll read more than I've ever read. But if you put me in a library, I'm like, can we have a car? Say, do you want to talk to me? Do you want to look at me? Is anybody having a good time? Why is there a bird chirping? Is that a hummingbird wing? Like, I can't focus for fuck. Go back.
Rami Malek.
Okay, so I'm
is
at CVS. This is just a random thing that happens. I'm at CVS. Mm-hmm. Rami Malek just won the Academy Award for playing Bohemian Rhapsody, playing Freddie Mercury.
Elvis, just in case everybody
no,
at home
Elvis,
is wondering.
Debbie.
I said that.
So I'm at CVS, I'm first in line, and I have Eleanor with me, and she's wearing a tutu. And if you've ever seen Eleanor Sweeney
she's
in a tutu,
thing.
First of all, she doesn't like ballet, so she wears it begrudgingly, so she has an attitude. So that's funny
Even
in
her
itself.
Attitude is cute, though.
She's like, I don't know, my mom made me wear it. So whatever, she's wearing like high tops and a tutu, also what I wore when I had to take ballet. And we're in CVS. I'm sure I'm getting something for my lady bits. And they go, can you just go wait over in that area, and I go, okay. So I went over. This is pre-COVID. I go sit down, and there is a guy next to me, and I'm like, literally in my head, I go, God, he looks exactly like Rami Malek. Like, that is crazy. Like, crazy looks like him. And I go, but he doesn't, I know it's not him, but it looks just like him. And then all of a sudden, I hear this very specific voice talking to Eleanor and saying, like,
We are the champions, my friend. Okay, I'll recognize you, Rami. Great.
So then Eleanor goes, you look a lot like the guy that played Freddie Mercury. And then Eleanor's like, you know, she's like, I love Queen. And he's totally taken aback. This other person. So I look over and it is Rami Malek. And then I look to my right and it's Rami Malek adjacent. And I'm like, what is going on? And it turns out that he is identical twins.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so confusing.
So I'm like looking at the twin like,
oh my God.
Do I need to tell you that you have a doppelganger? Like I'm staring at him and then.
Whoa, whoa.
And then,
I can see your brain actually exploding in that moment.
I know.
Because that's a lot to.
Meanwhile, they're like, Miss Sweeney,
Miss Sweeney,
your progestin.
Come get your vaginal tabs. Is this thing on?
And Eleanor's like having a full boat conversation.
Oh my God.
He was lovely, lovely, lovely from the Valley.
Oh,
from,
I love it.
Like went to Notre Dame High School, like from our little town.
Yeah.
And knows all the pharmacists because he lives there. Like, so it's just this weird like brain melt whenever that happens. Also because you're living
Would
your
you
own life.
Show me how to put a vaginal tab in.
No.
I'll even take your twin.
I'm like.
What?
I just.
Identical. They're never identical. Identical.
It was great. It was crazy how like shockingly similar they did look, but I knew enough to know it wasn't him. So I just was, imagine being him and me sitting next to you. It was this.
Yeah. I know. I've seen it.
No, yep. no game face at all.
Yeah. No, that she doesn't have a game face.
None.
You want to win some money, play poker with this one.
Yeah.
She,
I'm either.
Trying to play
like,
it cool.
Like, I'm like, I'm all in.
What are you trying to play so cool right now?
Not, I don't know how to do that. I mean, it's clear that if someone is like famous or I recognize them from something, and if I don't say it, I talk like that's exactly what I want to talk about, but I'm talking in circles around. I'm like, oh, this weather's nice. you drive a car?
Yeah. Hey.
You want to be
ever,
my friend?
You ever do any acting? You ever dabble? Or me too.
You know, I was a production assistant when I first moved out to LA for a long time.
She would say that. You know,
yeah,
what I worked
in? I worked with famous people.
Worked in Deep Blue.
Deep Blue Sea. Deep Blue Sea. The riveting. And then I went on to another sea movie called Perfect Storm,
like
which
Green
had
Mile.
All of the famous people.
Yes. Oh, God.
All of the famous people. And
you know who it had in it? Todd. You know who it is? LL Cool J. Remember
when
we met him?
Yes.
Talk about not being cool.
I will tell you this. Perfect Storm. When I worked on Perfect Storm, I was literally like the call sheet. A call sheet tells you. So when you work in production, you get a call sheet. And it tells you everybody that's on the crew and what time you have to report. Based on your status on the call sheet is your number. And so like number one would be the executive producer and then go down literally 200 people. And at the bottom was my name.
It's handwritten in. It's not.
They're like, literally, they can't even make the photocopy of it.
Make the Excel
they're like,
spreadsheet.
Kind of. Yeah. They're like, we're PA to the PA to the PA. I was such a peon. It was like low, low, low. But I did get to work with like George Clooney
oh
and all those
God,
guys.
Yeah.
And John C. Reilly was so nice to me. He's like from Chicago. He's like a dude. And he was like big
That's
brother
great.
To me. He was so nice. He would come up and like, hey, do you have a stamp? My cell bill is late. Like, he was
Hilarious.
Just really, he put me at such ease.
Yeah.
And he goes, is it weird that you get recognized? And he goes, I really don't get recognized. Everybody thinks we went to high school together.
Oh.
So I'll be out and he'll be like, yo, wait, you from Chicago? Didn't we go to high school together? And he's like, everybody. And he goes, it's awesome. He's like, I get like a life and I'm not super recognizable. But then when I told my mom, so this is how it went.
Your mom was like, who?
No.
Oh.
I go, Mom, I'm working on a movie called The Perfect Storm, and I'm working, and in the movie is George Clooney. Then the
she hangs up. Yeah.
She hangs up because at that point, she was making calls to everybody.
Yep.
Evidently, she goes, I just got a free dermatology appointment. And I was like, why? She goes, well, I got in there and I started to say that you are working on a movie with George Clooney and that there is some romantic interest. And so I was like, hold on.
This is how rumors get started.
Terry was starting rumors. She was like, my daughter's dating George Clooney, and told the dermatologist that if she got an appointment for free, she would dish. I go, Mom, George Clooney barely notices that I'm alive. Nice to me. Very cute. Very hot. All the things. Post ER.
You never won my hats off to you, Terry. That's,
she worked those angles. She was like, I'm going to start this fire.
Dermatologists are not cheap.
I know she got a free appointment if she would just tell shit she made up as she went.
The power of positive thinking.
I know.
Not in this case, but good on you.
She goes, invite him home. She's like, you could bring him back for Thanksgiving. I was like, it's George Clooney, Mom. Do you think that would work if I just asked him? You think there's a chance? I mean,
you know,
he's probably
you
got a boat
know.
or a...
Because I don't know who anybody is anytime
She
ever,
doesn't know anybody.
I don't.
And I know the
remarkable.
Person who is a background actor.
She,
I'm like...
Absolutely. I'm surrounded by people who know who every single person is. And I don't. I do this if I'm like... Where'd you go to high school?
Yeah, Jen is that person.
I just have no idea who they are, which I think would probably be nice. This is not a star story, but this is really funny. And this is not that we are celebrities, but a lot of people in the mom space
right.
do know who we are.
Like, which is really fun.
Which is super fun.
Especially when we go back to the Midwest.
Yes.
That's kind of dope.
Which is the most, it's weird. I'm like, well, who are they excited about? Me? Like,
yeah.
Like I see a woman in Starbucks and she's like, oh my gosh, Jen. And I'm like, am I having a hard day? Like,
yeah.
Go into too much detail because I'm just like, I don't, I got to
Jen gets weird.
Literally, because I'm shy, you guys. Yeah. I really am.
I'm just confused.
I got a text from a mom at our school who I've known for, you know, pre-COVID. So like 3 or 4 years, she's up there volunteering. She's awesome. She's like got mad party supplies at her house. She's like willing to come up, help with anything. She's awesome. I think she's married to like some famous Persian singer.
Oh, cool.
And so there's a lot of like Persians at our school. She is like the biggest celebrity ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I know who you're talking
about. Like a billboard and stuff like that. So she texted me today and was like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I just realized that you're Jen from My Mom So Hard. I've been following you guys since, like, the very beginning, since my kids, like, they're the same age as our kids. And we've had a million conversations, and, like, she didn't put it together. And I'm like, that is exactly what is comfortable for me. So can we?
Yes.
I get so, and I don't want you to expect me to be funny or anything. Like, I don't want to, like, have people have an expectation.
Well, it's always easier when we're together because then there's, like, then that's a fun.
Then we can be silly.
Well, generally it's, like, post-show or we're on the road or something really fun like that. My favorite is when I am not with Jen. No one ever recognizes me, by the way.
That is so not true. They recognize your voice.
They recognize Jen all the time, and then they hear my voice, and they were like, I knew it was you when I heard your voice, and I was like, what, my manly, raspy, sort of snarly, sexy voice?
That's right.
But people always look at me, and they go, if they recognize me, they go, I know who you are. And I go, I'm always
I know
like,
what you did last
I
summer.
Always think that, like, oh, they saw me back into your car. They didn't leave a note. Or, like, I've done something wrong.
Exchange insurance.
And then I always go, what do you mean? And then it you know, then I figure it out. But, you know, most of the time it's me being weird.
Yeah, I know it is. Well, that's, I don't know. Maybe people get used to it. I hope, like, I'm, again, not saying that we're celebrity space whatsoever.
I always say that we're people that people know.
Yeah.
That's okay. how I put it.
Sure.
Especially I would like to be a celebrity.
If you're a mom, I can guarantee you your middle school son does not know who we are.
And if you're a celebrity, your middle school son doesn't care who you are.
That is true.
Kelly Clarkson told us.
Yeah, that her kids are like, don't sing, mommy.
Don't sing in the car. Can you imagine? No, I kind of want to take her kids aside and be like, she is a songbird. How cherish her. How dare you?
Listen, kids.
Let me carry a tune right now.
You could
be
living with one of us.
And I sing like I am Kelly Clarkson. I have that kind of confidence. And I have a 3-note range. And it's low. And it's kind of 2.5.
We've been talking about celebrities, and that's just what we felt like talking about, obviously. But I had brought these people who deserve a lot more attention. I read this article, and I don't know how this has escaped me. I'm going to make this first one my hot flash for the day.
Okay.
Because, so this is the very first one. I love it so much. Okay. This actually happened in October 2022.
Okay.
So it wasn't that terribly long ago, but somehow I missed it on the news cycle. This is from Red Oak, Iowa, which I thought would get you excited because it's not far from where we're from.
There's, I love Iowa.
So there's a guy named Brendan Burt. He is, he's our hot flash this week. And even though this is a little late.
It's
young
okay.
man.
Hot
it's
is
totally
hot.
Fine. And also I love it because my husband's Brit and people call him Bert all the time. They like
Bert.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
It's amazing. So he's driving and takes a wrong turn in Red Oak, Iowa. And as he's driving down the wrong street trying to figure out where he's at, he sees a house that's on fire.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you know this?
Keep going. Okay. I think so.
Here's the quote. I just felt like somebody was in there, and I knew that I had to act quick. So turns out this house had four kids
inside of it. Yes, I did read about this. Oh, my God.
The smoke detectors, you guys, didn't go off. And for some reason, he goes and bangs on the door just because he's worried that somebody is
inside.
In there. Yeah. So let's see. There was a 22-year-old, a 17, a 14, and an 8-year-old, all siblings who were inside this house. They didn't wake up.
Do you think that's because the smoke is like kind of suffocating? Like, do you think they just don't wake up because they don't smell it, or is it?
I think it's maybe past that at that
point. Okay. Because if the house is on fire, I don't know. I was curious how people can literally, you don't wake up from it. It must be that you're sort of suffocating as you're in there.
Why did I make this darker? No, I know. Let's just. As I was reading that, I found another one. But I just have to say, too, I think you watch in movies and you're like, oh, a house fire is like the timbers fall and it's like a loud thing.
But it starts subtle.
It starts and it's all the smoke that gets people. So unless somebody is like alert. So this article was linked on there because I was so excited.
So what did he do? He went in and got all
those
kids out.
He banged on the door. He woke them all up and got them out, which is incredible. And I'm not going to diminish that at all. However, it was linked to an article that was in People about a guy named Nick Bostick, who is from Lafayette, Indiana. And this is a pizza delivery guy, you guys.
Yes.
It's so crazy. But this is what he did that is so above and beyond. He's driving to deliver pizzas.
This is the one I saw.
Holy shit, you guys. He sees
this house is an inferno.
Fully engulfed in flames. For some reason, though, he goes.
That's the one I thought you were talking about, because this footage, if you haven't seen this,
you have to go to YouTube. That's what I was going to say. It is on, like, these are everyday heroes that I hope he gets patted on the back every day for the rest of his life, because he is an incomparable hero. This house has five babies in it.
Little
babies in it. And he not only goes to wake them up, he has to, like, burst down a door to get them out, because he can, like, hear that they're in there. So there is YouTube footage, this footage.
It looks like
he's got a pizza shirt on.
Right, and he came out. Did you see the footage where he hits
the last one out. He's got a baby.
He's fully burned, and he lays down.
He's got smoke inhalation. He's being treated by the paramedics. Yeah. And the thing he asks is, are they okay? Look at me. I'm like,
is there a GoFundMe for him?
There is. That's what I love about, man, the internet.
There's
sucks
good,
so bad sometimes.
But sometimes it does good.
When it, like, says, like, here's a righteous hero, like a person who did the right
thing. Send him five bucks, damn it.
Give back to them. And then, so this just happened last week. You ready for another one?
Oh, God, I don't know if I can take it.
You guys, we need some good news. It's like, part of it's sad, but every sad thing hopefully is like it's silver lining. Okay. They didn't have the guy's name, and we need to set up a GoFundMe. We're not going to do it, but somebody needs to do this. Okay. There's a Tennessee man. They had a picture of him on this news article. He is maybe 25. So he's about the same age as our pizza delivery.
Same age as us. But honestly, 25.
Nice guy. I wouldn't have dated him. I would have been trying to date the Corey Feldman type.
Right.
But this guy is who you should date.
Yeah.
Set your daughters up with this guy. So his name's Nicholas Garrett.
I don't know that name.
I don't know how old he is. But he's walking down the street late at night. It's not a great neighborhood, Lafayette, Tennessee. He hears a kid very upset. And his first thought was, I think a kid's being abused. I'm going to go check it out. Which on its own is amazing, right? Because people don't want to get involved, especially if you're young. Like, can you imagine, like, the fallout, whatever?
Also, when you're young, to know the difference between a regular, like, I'll tell you right now, you could have walked by my house a couple times and heard my kid losing his shit over not getting a sucker, and you would have thought, like, the earth was shattering or we were bad parents, and it was just because he was a brat at the time.
Yeah, something to him, like his gut just said that it didn't
sound right. That's good to follow your gut, man.
So he he walks up to the house, gets closer. It's an abandoned house as he gets closer to it. And he sees through the front door, there is a shoelace tying the door up and this baby hand coming out of the door. So he rips the door open. It's cold. This just happened in February.
Why is there a baby behind a door with shoelaces?
Because I can't. Okay. So he picks up the baby who's wearing nothing but a diaper. And he's like, I'm a kid. I don't know what to do. I pick up this baby. I know I got to keep the baby warm. The baby's hysterical. He runs to a neighbor's house. And the neighbors go, I know who that baby is. He's a twin. Leaves the baby. They call 911. He goes back to the house and finds the second baby. So they don't go into what the parents, how this happened, but you can imagine whatever. They were abandoned, left in this house with no heat. They're both just in diapers, like no nothing to take care of them.
Do they need a home? I'll go get them.
Are you kidding me? We're driving.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yep. Sign me up. There you go. That's it.
I know.
There's the pitch.
Right? So this kid who's just out,
does the right thing.
Saves these babies' lives. Because the one that was left in there was kind of in trouble.
Yeah.
They were like cold, like hypothermic and stuff. Oh. And this young dude you get bad rap sometimes, totally saved the day. Like sometimes
that mom should just wrap her arms around that boy and also break her own arm, pat her own back.
No, I don't know what. It was the parents. They didn't release the details.
No, I'm saying parent of the boy who did the right thing should be like, I did such a good job as a mom.
I feel like his mom is quoted in this.
Chimney Christmas.
All the neighbors are like, so this is what they did too. All of the neighbors, when they heard about this, they went to like Walmart and Family Dollar and bought all the kids' clothes and stuff like that.
I love stories like that. We need more of those. Those are nice feel-good stories. Because you know what I think? It's really easy to click on shitty clickbait that like makes you feel bad. And there's something about that that feels like, oh, I'm a cat of nine tails myself. I mean,
unfortunately, we need heroes, but they're there. So that's like who we should be celebrating.
Yeah,
and like,
agreed. Cheers
all
to that.
Excited to see. Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers to them. Cheers to all three of those nice young. How old are we? Nice young.
They're
men.
Such nice young boys. You want one more? One last one. This is not about boys. This is about a whole community. And y'all, we can do this. Okay?
Yes, because I think it's good that we have the balance, because every time Jen does these, they're very like heartfelt. And when I do them, we just talk about abs and anybody that likes to break fruit with their thighs or just anybody.
There's a little sexual element to
them. There's a sexual element that I think we all need. And all I do is make a list all week.
We don't like it. Yeah, it's just different.
Look up videos on my phone.
This is kind of a mom box.
Okay.
Because this is a bunch of moms. It's not a letter that came to us, but it's like moms being amazing.
Okay.
So this happened in Long Island, and this was would have happened last year, a little bit before. It doesn't exactly matter.
I thought you were with your thumb gesture. I thought you were going to be like, North in Long Island.
Okay, so it's Beth
Page.
Beth Page. Okay.
Beth Page.
It's confusing because there's no
P-H-A-G-E. Yeah,
it's just P-A-G in this story. P-A-G-E in the story. Okay. So this woman, her father passed away, got sick from COVID on December 24th, had the house lit up like the 4th of July, just does all the decorations every year. They loved it. So they actually lost two family members. The family's just totally devastated. So for every hero story, there needs to be a villain involved, okay?
I've got a few that I can name right now, but that's different podcast.
So she gets a letter in February saying, it's embarrassing, blah, 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 in our neighborhood that you still have your Christmas lights up. It's February 3rd. Happy Valentine's Day. Take your decorations down. She's like hurt, and so she posts the letter, the note that she gets.
I like that.
Yeah. In a Long Island moms group.
Oh, I would not mess with that group.
No, there is absolutely no way.
You're the dumbest person. Because Long Island moms, like, they're not going to mess around.
They don't play. They do not play whatsoever. So she posts this, gets tons of needed support. Just and she said, you don't know what people are going through. We lost family.
Yeah.
These are the last Christmas lights my dad will ever put up. I have a young son.
Makes me feel sad. I pity the fool.
Besides this mom group setting up a mass GoFundMe for her to help take care of her family and, you know, her the passing of her dad, that whole neighborhood puts up their motherfucking Christmas lights in February. Yes, they did.
That is not how that story. I thought you were gonna say the neighborhood got together and took them down for her. I love that they were like, we're gonna go Long Island's like, we're gonna go the other direction.
Oh, you got a problem with this? Now you're gonna have a real problem with this. Yeah.
And they also, I'm sure, like, stand up, arms crossed, like, come at me.
It did go, so it did, my husband said that it went viral because I was, of course, bawling telling this story that people have heard about this. And I'm like, that is the best, like, that's a group of heroes going like, it's just this one person and we want you to feel okay. And know that you're okay going through whatever you're going through.
Shit, man.
Like, those are...
I love this story. I think the old term is like you do like a barn raising. And I love that idea. I read a story recently about a woman who was grieving the loss of her husband. It was a loved one. And like... they just moved and she just couldn't unpack and she was embarrassed. And it was like rooms of boxes and like, she just couldn't bring herself because this whole new life was going to be without her partner. And she was super sad. And so, this friend, and she took a risk too. The friend was like, this could have gone very badly, but she was like, she brought over like 15 people who did nothing but loved her. Two of them literally like, I'm just going to sit with you. That's it. It makes me like feel very emotional.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the friends unpacked her house and they were like, you know, the next stage of your life is living, but right now you're not ready to do that, but we're going to help you. I mean, that's what like you, sometimes you just need someone to like, it's like a mower that you're pulling the clutch and you're like, I just need it to, one of those to go, but like you feel like so scared and shameful and whatever, but it's like, man, when community comes together, you can light that shit up. Also, I just love that you can, the Long Island, we're like, not only are we going to light this shit up, we're going to light how much of a turd you are.
Absolutely. That one house that didn't have its lights on. Yeah. That was.
Y'all, darn it. Yeah. It makes me so happy.
Well done, moms.
Well done. Cheers to you.
I think we just podcasted.
Yeah, we podcasted.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.